This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale, live from Springfield, Massachusetts. Happy Thanksgiving
2015
to our listeners of the American Variety Network. Enjoy your turkey and get ready for some Christmas shopping right after your meal.
Hello, sweet tooth and dessert lovers. Welcome to Primetime Baking, live exclusively on Chef Cardinale Cooking Show here on American Variety Network. I'm your host, Chef Alex Cardinale. Can you guys believe that Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks away? So with Thanksgiving only 2 weeks away, I figured tonight is the perfect time to talk about pies. Now, pies are a common dessert for Thanksgiving. A lot of people have pies for dessert on Thanksgiving, and some of the most common types of pies available on Thanksgiving include apple pie, pumpkin pie, peach pie, and even sweet potato pie. So tonight, I'm going to talk to all of you, my listeners, about pies and give out my delicious pie recipes. Ladies and gentlemen, the topics for tonight's show include the history of pies, the kinds of pies, the different kinds of pie crust, the different types of pie fillings, and the difference between fruit pies and cream pies, and much more. I also have some awesome pie recipes, including Chef Alex's delicious homemade apple pie, Chef Alex's delicious homemade blueberry pie, my delicious white chocolate cream pie, and plenty of other delicious pie recipes, including an awesome peanut butter pie recipe. All of you, my listeners, are welcome to use any of my pie recipes that I give out tonight. And I know for sure that these pie recipes are awesome because I've made every single one of these pie recipes before. So they're really great. Now, today's show is being recorded live. So if you are a sweet tooth lover, or a pie lover, or a master at making desserts, and you want to share your very own pie recipe, please feel free to dial in at 1-347-989-8142 and share your very own pie recipe. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. All right. The American Variety Network and Primetime Baking is ready to start baking pies right after this. We are going to get our pie on live right after our introduction.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hi, Jeremy Stillhorn. I'm tuned into the American Variety Network, where I find the shows very educational and entertaining.
Are you bold enough to call in and interact with tonight's topic? Well, prove it by calling in live at 1-347-989-8142 to ask questions about tonight's topic or share your thoughts on tonight's topic. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-347-989-8142 and go into a quiet location. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's time to get in the kitchen and start baking some delicious desserts and pastries. Do you have a sweet tooth like Chef Alex? Then this is the perfect show for you. Coming up live right now on the American Variety Network is Primetime Baking, a baking radio show that will focus on baking homemade goodies. And you will get delicious baked good recipes you can use for your next bake sale or anytime. So let's get in that kitchen and start baking. Are you ready for some sweetness and sugar? Primetime Baking is now live.
All right, guys. So, with Thanksgiving 2 weeks away, I figured that tonight's episode of Primetime Baking, I should talk about pies. Because it seems like pies have become synonymous with Thanksgiving. Every time someone thinks of Thanksgiving dessert, pies pop up, and for good reason, because a lot of produce is fresh in the fall, and a lot of pies use fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. So it's a good time of year to have pies as dessert. So I have a lot of topics that I'm going to talk about for pies tonight, and I also got some wonderful recipes for a little later on in the show. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, I want to start the show by talking about some of my personal favorite kind of pies, and then I'll start by talking about why I like pies. And you, my listeners, can feel free to dial in and tell me why you like pies as well, and tell me about your favorite kind of pies. Remember, the call-in number is 1-347-989-8142. So I love any kind of pie, really. I like the fresh pies. I like pies that are homemade. But honestly, my most favorite pie of all time has to be an apple pie. Now, I love apples. I've always loved apples, even when I was a kid. So turning into a nice dessert, you take apples, you slice them, and you bake them with caramel in a pie crust. It sounds like a win-win for me. Now, when you bake an apple pie, you add butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, and some other seasonings and spices, and that, in turn, turns into caramel. But it's a very, very good pie. I like apple pie. Now, apple pie is a pie that a lot of Americans love, and I'm happy to be one of those Americans that love apple pie. Now, for me, I love apple pie a la mode, which means a warm slice of apple pie served with a gallop of ice cream. Now, a gallop is a gigantic spoonful of vanilla ice cream, if you're wondering what the hell a gallop is. But anyways, my second favorite kind of pie is one that I created last year for Thanksgiving. I never ever knew that it existed until last year when I found this wonderful recipe online. and that is a white chocolate cream pie. Now, I've always been a fan of white chocolate. I like chocolate cream pies, but I thought to myself last year, if there's a chocolate mousse cream pie, there's got to be a white chocolate mousse cream pie, and I was right. I found a wonderful recipe on the internet, and I used it, and it was phenomenal. So I've been making that recipe ever since. I love it, and it's a great cream pie. It's kind of sweet, but not overly sweet. It's also rich, so one piece is going to do you fine, and it'll satisfy your sweet cravings. So when I give you the white chocolate cream pie recipe later on in the show, you guys guarantee me you got to try it because it's awesome. Now, my third favorite kind of pie is an Oreo cream pie, also known as a cookies and cream pie. Now, this recipe is one that I have made since the beginning of time because I love Oreos and I love cookies and I love cream. So the cookies and cream pie is a really good pie that I really enjoy. Now tonight, I'm not going to give out a cookies and cream pie recipe because 2 weeks ago, I already gave out the Oreo cookies and cream pie on my Oreo primetime baking show. So if you have not already listened to that show, I advise you do so you can get that delicious Oreo cookies and cream pie recipe. So ladies and gentlemen, those are all of my personal favorite pies. Apple pie, white chocolate cream pie, and an Oreo cream pie. Those are all my personal favorites. Now, why do I like pies? Well, there is only one reason why I like pies, and that is because pies utilize fresh ingredients, whether it be fresh fruit like apples, strawberries, blackberries, or blueberries, or whether it be fresh cream like heavy whipping cream. Pies usually utilize fresh ingredients. Now, there are some exceptions, like if you're going to be using frozen fruit or canned pie filling, or if you're going to be doing a chocolate pie, obviously chocolate is not usually a fresh ingredient because you can't go out to a farm and pick out chocolate. You got to buy chocolate that is processed from the grocery store. But generally, pies are one of the freshest desserts out there on the market and in restaurants and in bakeries, even at home. Pies can be awesome, fresh desserts. So that is why I like pies. Now, we're forgetting the fact that pies have a crispy and tender crust, and pies are actually really delicious and really good. And they're not overly sweet, actually. They're not as sweet as maybe a cake or other desserts would be because you got the sweetness from the fruit, so you wouldn't need that much sugar. And even the cream-filled pies aren't that sweet either. So they've got the perfect flavors without adding much sugar. All right, folks? So those are my favorite kind of pies and why I like pies. So hopefully you understand where I'm coming from now. All right, so let's get into the actual topics and discussion of pies right now on today's episode. So, I want to talk about the history of pies. Pie has been around since the ancient Egyptians. The first pies were made by early Romans who may have learned about it through the Greeks. These pies were sometimes made in reeds, which were used for the sole purpose of holding the filling and not for eating with the filling. Now, the Romans must have spread the word about pies around Europe, as the Oxford English Dictionary notes that the word pie was a popular word in the 14th century. The first pie recipe was published by the Romans and was for a rye-crusted goat cheese and honey pie. Now, the early pies were predominantly meat pies. Pies originally appeared in England as early as the 12th century. The crust of the pie was referred to as coffin. There is actually more crust than filling. Often, these pies were made using fowl, and the legs were left to hang over the side of the dish and used as handles. Fruit pies, or tarts, pastries, were probably first made in the 1500s. English tradition credits making the first cherry pie to Queen Elizabeth I. Pie came to America with the first English settlers. The early colonists cooked their pies in long, narrow pans, calling them coffins, like the crust in England. As in the Roman times, the early American pie crust often were not eaten, but simply designed to hold the filling during baking. It was during the American Revolution that the term crust was used instead of coffin. Over the years, pie has evolved to become what it is today, the most traditional American dessert. Pie has become so much a part of American culture throughout the years that we now commonly use the term as American as apple pie. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the rich history of the dessert we love, pie. Pies are awesome, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? I have never, ever met anyone who does not like pie. And hopefully I will never, ever meet somebody that does not like pie. All right, so let's have a discussion on the different kinds of pies. Well, first, you've got fruit pies that have a fruit filling in the center of them. Now, the fruit filling could be anything from apple, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, pumpkin, sweet potato, etc. Those are all your different kinds of fruit pies. Now, most of your fruit pies are actually baked. I have yet to see a fruit pie that is not baked in my short culinary career. But generally, all fruit pies, with the exception of a lemon meringue pie, all have a crust, and all of them are really good. Now, I have made several fruit pies in my baking career and in my baking experience. I've made an apple pie, I've made a blueberry pie, I've made a pumpkin pie, I've made a strawberry pie, and some other awesome pies. Now, most of the pies I've made in culinary school and in the bakery, I've never ever made that many pies at home. I believe I've only made an apple pie at home because we like cheesecake here more than we like pies. And the only times we have pie is during Thanksgiving and the holidays. And I think it's really good. Now, the next kind of pies is the cream pies. Now, these usually have whipped cream and a little bit of powdered sugar and some sort of flavoring in them, whether it be a specialty flavoring, like for example, if you are making a chocolate cream pie, your flavoring would be chocolate or coconut. But there is a variety of different kinds of cream pies out there. You've got what I like to call my personal favorite cream pie, the white chocolate cream pie. You've got the chocolate cream pie. You've got the banana cream pie. You've got the coconut cream pie, and many more, I'm sure. There's a lot of different kinds of cream pies out there. And I'm pretty sure there's actually an eclair cream pie out there that uses Bavarian cream with chocolate and whipped cream. There's probably a cannoli cream pie out there that probably uses ricotta cheese filling, like a cannoli filling with whipped cream and stuff. So really, the imagination of creating cream pies is out there. If you are a good baker and you're good at pastries, you can use your imagination to create some awesome cream pies, which is great with making pies. That's what I like about making cream pies, is you can use your imagination. So, those are your dessert pies. Now, there are some entree pies, like your chicken pot pie, and your turkey pot pie, and your meat pies. But because this is a dessert show and a baking show, we are not going to talk about that. And I know that a lot of the French and Canadian settlers and French and Canadian citizens here in the United States of America, they actually have French meat pies for Thanksgiving. And I'm glad that you guys still follow through tradition for Thanksgiving. That's pretty awesome. All right. Now, let's talk about the different kinds of pie fillings. And a lot of them are mostly fruit. You've got apple pie filling, strawberry pie filling, blackberry pie filling, and lemon pie filling. All right. Our last topic before we get into our awesome recipes tonight is the kinds of pie crust there are. Now, pie crust come in several different forms, from the basic roll dough to crushed cookies and folded phyllo sheets. Some pie crust may be simple, but others can be decorative and a convenient way to show off artistic skill. The first kind of pie crust is a single one crust. That's what it's called. A one crust or single crust pie is one where the only crust is along the sides and bottom of the pan. The crust usually folds out onto the rim of the pie plate but does not hang over it. Decorate the edge of this crust by fluting it, pinching the edge with your fingers to form scallop shapes or waves. Press it with a fork tines or another decorative pattern, or leave it plain. Now, to make a single crust, roll out the dough into a circle and place it into the pan, trimming the edge to match the plate's rim, perhaps a little larger. However, some pie crusts are actually phyllo dough, folded and placed into the pie. Some recipes call for pre-baked pie shells when the crust is baked before adding the filling. This is called blind baking. Now, you would use a single one crust for pies like apple pies and fruit-filled pies and all of those wonderful pies. The next kind of pie crust is one of my personal favorite pie crusts, and that is a graham cracker and crushed cookie crust. Now, this is another type of non-rolled single crust, and it consists of graham crackers or crushed cookies. Crush your cookies or sandwich cookies. Mix them with melted butter and press them into a single crust. Now, obviously, you're going to use your graham cracker crust for your cream pies and cheesecakes. You would not want to use a graham cracker or cookie crust for an apple pie or a strawberry pie, because it would just taste weird and it'll be weird. Wouldn't it? Imagine somebody making an apple pie with graham cracker crust or an Oreo cookie crust. You'd be like, oh, this is weird, isn't it? I bet you would. All right. The next kind of crust is a double two crust or whole crust. Double crust, also called two crust and whole crust, consists of a bottom crust plus the top. The top must have vents to let out steam. When creating a double crust, leave the edges of the bottom crust longer, add the filling, and then place the top on. After trimming the top edges, pinch together the crust to seal. Now, this is where your decorative apple pies come from and all your decorative fruit pies out there. Decorative cutouts. Depending on how much of the pie is covered, cutouts should qualify as a type of double crust. Some are simply small cutouts of dough that are mini decorations on top of a single crust pie, while others are large enough that they function as a double crust with large gaps. The next kind of pie crust is the crumb top. Now, crumb top crust falls somewhere between a double crust and a single crust with a crumb topping. The top consists entirely of crumbs pressed onto the filling. The crumbs cover the filling completely, like a double crust, but they aren't necessarily from the same dough as the bottom crust. I gotta tell you, an apple crumb pie is perhaps the best apple pie in the whole world. So I recommend trying an apple crumb pie. Now the next kind of crust is a lattice. Now a lattice top crust is a decorative type of double crust. The top crust consists of strips of dough woven horizontally and vertically to form a mat-like top. The pattern has gaps in between the strips. This is a type of crust often called for in berry and cherry, and sometimes apple pies. So ladies and gentlemen, those are your different kinds of pie crust. Now, I have a live listener in my chat room asking, what is a la mode? I go to my restaurants, and every time I open a dessert menu, they have fresh apple pie or fresh pie of the day served a la mode. Great question. Now, a la mode is a simple answer. When a bakery or a restaurant is going to serve you a dessert a la mode, that means they're going to warm up that dessert and serve it with ice cream and whipped cream. Now, the whipped cream is optional. It's not always used. But most restaurants will use whipped cream. So what they will do is they will actually slice you an apple pie. They'll slice you a piece of apple pie. And then they will warm it up in the microwave for about 10 to 15 seconds. And then they'll take a big scoop of vanilla ice cream, place it on the pie plate, and serve it with to you. And a lot of people love a la mode. I love my apple pie warm with a la mode as well. So one more time, folks, a la mode is any sort of dessert served with ice cream and whipped cream. All right. Can you imagine a nice, sweet, and rich white chocolate cream pie paired with a delicious Oreo crust? Can you imagine tasty coconut, meaning cream, and a tasty marriage of coconut cream pie? Can you picture a appealing but very yummy apple pie? Can you picture a deliciously, sinfully delicious peanut butter pie? Well, I hope you're hungry, because coming up live next, right here on Prime Time Baking, it's recipe time. Ladies and gentlemen, get out your notepads and a pen and get ready to jot down these awesome pie recipes. I'm going to give you my best pie recipes so that you and your family can have an awesome pie this Thanksgiving. But first, before our recipe time for tonight's show, let's take our intermission, which is being sponsored by rapper Ryan Serini. Now, for those of you who do not know yet, we have a new sponsor, and he is rapper Ryan Serini. And tonight, for the very first time ever, we're going to hear two new Ryan Serini songs. That's right. I'm going to play two new songs for you tonight on the American Variety Network. These songs have never, ever been heard across the Northeast in the United States of America, and this is going to be the first time they are played. So, during our intermission, we're going to play these two songs, followed by our wonderful infomercials. And after that, I've got my delicious pie recipes for you. So, the brand new Ryan Serini songs we're going to hear on today's show are When the Party's Over and Nowhere to Turn. So, this is going to be the first time I hear the song and the first time you guys hear the songs. So, let's go ahead and hear them and then hear our wonderful infomercials.
What was I to do? feel like it has been. My life has been harder than most could ever imagine. Most couldn't fathom what I've overcome. Against all odds, look who I've become. But I'ma be honest, something is missing. Guess you could say reality's hit me. I am not happy. Look at my family. This isn't how things were supposed to be. I was supposed to be something. Now I'm nothing. Dreaming of what could have been and what wasn't. Didn't expect life to get this hectic. If this is what God intended, I'm skeptic. As time passes, my life flashes right before my eyes. What happened? I feel so hopeless, shattered and broken. If dreams come true, huh? I ain't noticed.
I was born in the city. I had no home, had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends. I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do?
I died every time we said goodbye. Let my emotions get the best of me. And I was immature at times. Said things I didn't mean. Things I can never take back. Things that haunt me. I've got trust issues. Fears that limit me. It's hard for me to let go of my insecurities. Trying to live for the moment, but it is not working. Have to accept the fact Mac's not perfect. Too hard on myself, I beat myself up. Feeling like nothing I do is ever good enough. My biggest fear in this world is being a failure. And all my problems are a result of my anger. I've gotta learn to accept people for who they are. I've gotta learn to forgive myself for my flaws. Maybe then I'll get past anxiety attacks. Let love in my life and never look back.
I was born in the city. I had no home, had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends. I had nobody to call on. What was I to do?
Check it out.
What was I to do?
I forgave my dad when I saw the casket, 'cause I realized right then that that's it. Now I remember hating him for all his habits, wanting to kill him at times 'cause of his actions. Now what I'm after is some closure. I need answers, can't keep my composure. I was abandoned and wear it on my shoulders. He took his own life, so can't believe it's over. No disrespect to anyone, my grandma's all I have. Unless you walk in my shoes, you'll never understand. Yeah, years have passed, and I'm a changed man. But the pain, nah, I can't escape that. I'll take it to the grave, 'cause it's the only way. Can't afford to let the past hinder me today. God, give me strength, every night I pray. Find me, guide me, tell me I'll be okay.
I was born in the city. No place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends. I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do? I was born in the city. I had no home. Had no place to turn to. I was on my own. Had no mama, had no father, had no friends, I had nobody to call on. What was I to do? What was I to do?
Do you have something you'd like to promote or advertise? Do you want to get some much needed exposure for your business or your very own Facebook page? Or even your very own podcast? Well, look no further than Jackie's help and advice for promoting on Facebook. Jackie will help you advertise your goods and help you spread the word. I, Alice Cardinelli, have personally been great friends with Miss Jackie Wilkes, and she has a very kind heart, and she is a very sweet lady. And she will definitely help you grow like she has helped Alice Cardinelli grow. To advertise and promote your business or anything you want to advertise, please like and check out the page, Jackie's Help and Advice for Promoting on Facebook.
Are you enjoying tonight's episode of the American Variety Network? Great! The American Variety Network really appreciates your listening. We also appreciate listener feedback. Please feel free to email us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's show. Our email address is AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. That's AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. You may also email us with any questions, comments, or concerns you may have about our show. You can also email us to book a guest appearance on the American Variety Network, or you may contact us to become a sponsor of the American Variety Network. AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. Would you like to find out when the next episode of the American Variety Network is? Do you want to find out the news and updates for the American Variety Network? Well, all you have to do is go on your computer and log on to the social media sites. The American Variety Network is now on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, you can find the American Variety Network on Facebook and Twitter. Like our fan page on Facebook called American Variety Network, and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter fan page is @AmericanNetwork1. Again, our fan page on Facebook is American Variety Network. Hit like, and our fan page on Twitter is @AmericanNetwork1, and hit follow.
While you're here listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to check out some of the other great shows Blog Talk Radio has to offer. There are shows for everyone, whether it be sports shows, politics shows, comedy shows, talk shows, and yes, even church religious shows. Become a loyal listener of
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, blogtalkradio.com.
What are you thankful for this year? You know what Alex Cardinale and the American Variety Network are thankful for? You, the listeners. That's right, Alex and all of us here at the American Variety Network are so glad you listen to our shows and tune into them. We love you, listeners, remember that. The American Variety Network and Alex Cardinale would like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we hope you enjoy some tasty turkey and have a nice meal with your loved ones. Be thankful for what you have and spend time with your loved ones. Happy Thanksgiving, all.
American Variety Network fans, mark your calendars and get ready to celebrate. Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, the American Variety Network reaches another milestone as we celebrate our 250th episode. Our 250th episode is going to be filled with plenty of awesome surprises and fun. Here to tell you more about the 250th episode is the host himself, Alex Cardinale.
On the 250th episode, there will be three special surprise guests, including one fishkeeping guest who will be broadcasting live from the Ohio Cichlid Association 2015 extravaganza, and two other awesome surprise guests. There will be some awesome comedy clips guaranteed to make you laugh, and blast from the past clips, and there will also be a lot of fun. I personally invite you, my listeners, to help me celebrate 250 awesome episodes, as you've been a huge part of my success. So join me live Saturday, November 21st, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern for our 250th episode. at blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
Calling out all you turkeys and turkey lovers. Come join the American Variety Network on Thanksgiving Day for a special holiday-themed episode. This will be our very first podcast broadcast live on Thanksgiving Day. Live Thursday, November 26, 2015 at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Mountain, and 8 a.m. Pacific. Alex Cardinale will broadcast the American Variety Network for a special Thanksgiving Day morning special. This will be your last chance to ask any last-minute Thanksgiving cooking questions. I'll discuss how to make the perfect Thanksgiving turkey. I'll discuss NFL football on Thanksgiving, and much more. So come spend your Thanksgiving morning with the American Variety Network on Thanksgiving at 11 a.m. Eastern. Happy Thanksgiving!
Breaking news just into the American Variety Network studios. On Monday, November 30th, 2015 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. Pacific, Alex is going to share some groundbreaking news and announcements that will shock the American Variety Network and Blog Talk Radio. What is the news? Well, you're going to have to tune in live on Monday, November 30th because no one is going to find out. Suspense is the best. Plus, there will also be a special service guest returning to the American Variety Network for the first time in over a year. So what is the major news? We will find out on November 30th.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get in the kitchen and start baking some delicious desserts and pastries. Do you have a sweet tooth like Chef Alex? Then this is the perfect show for you. Coming up live right now on the American Variety Network
is Prime Time Baking, a baking radio show that will focus on baking homemade goodies. And you will get delicious baked good recipes you can use for your next bake sale or anytime. So let's get in that kitchen and start baking. Are you ready for some sweetness and sugar? Primetime Baking is now live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Primetime Baking, right here, live, on American Variety Network, exclusively brought to you by the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. And tonight, I'm talking about pies. Now, before our wonderful infomercial, I discussed the history of pies, the kinds of pies, the kinds of pie crust, and much more. But now we're ready for the fun part of the show, and that's all of my delicious pie recipes. But before we get to my wonderful pie recipes, I would like to remind my listeners that you are more than welcomed to call in at 1-347-989-8142 to ask any questions on pie baking or to share your very own delicious pie recipes. That number again is 1-347-989-8142. Alrighty, let's get right to the fun for tonight's show.
It's recipe time with Chef Alex Cardinale. Are you ready for Chef Alex's delicious and mouth-watering recipes that are sure to taste as good as they sound? Be sure to grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down these delicious recipes. Now, let's get on to recipe time.
All right, so before I give you my wonderful pie recipes, I would like to remind all of you, my listeners, that every single recipe that I give out on tonight's show will be posted on my wonderful recipe page on Facebook called Chef Alex's Recipe Vault Group on Facebook tomorrow morning. So you can expect to see all of my recipes in text tomorrow morning on Facebook. So please go on Facebook and join the group to get these wonderful pie recipes and all of my other great recipes. So again, please check out Chef Alex's Recipe Vault, the group on Facebook, to get all of tonight's recipes. So, let's get started. My first recipe is the classic American apple pie, Chef Alex's apple pie. You will need a Pillsbury pie crust, and I've been using a Pillsbury pie crust for many years. Now, if you're not a fan of using frozen pie crust, then you can go ahead and knock yourself out and make your own homemade pie crust. But to me, it gets the job done and tastes the same as a homemade pie crust. You will need 1.5 cups of unsalted butter. You will need 1/2 cup of unsalted butter. 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. 1/4 cup of water. 1/2 cup of white sugar. 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar, and 8 Granny Smith apples, peeled, cored, and sliced. Now, you're going to preheat your oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. You're going to melt the butter in a saucepan. Stir in flour to form a paste. Add water, white sugar, and brown sugar, and bring to a boil. Reduce temperature and let simmer. Place the bottom crust in your pan. Fill with apples, mounded slightly. Cover with a lattice work crust. Gently pour the sugar and butter liquid over the crust. Pour slowly so that it does not run off. Bake 15 minutes in the preheated 425 degrees Fahrenheit oven. Reduce the temperature to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and continue baking for 35 to 45 minutes until apples are soft. And that is my delicious apple pie recipe. Here is my blueberry pie recipe, and I love blueberries, so this is a great recipe. Chef Alex's blueberry pie. Again, you will need a Pillsbury pie crust. You will need 3/4 cup of white sugar. You will need 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 4 cups of fresh blueberries, and 1 tablespoon of butter. You need to preheat your oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. You need to mix the sugar, cornstarch, salt, and cinnamon, and sprinkle over blueberries. I want you to line your pie dish with 1 pie crust. Pour berry mixture into crust and dot with butter. Cut remaining pastry into 1/2 to 3/4 inch wide strips and make lattice top. Crimp and flute edges. Bake pie on a lower shelf of oven for about 15 minutes or until crust is golden brown. And that is my blueberry pie recipe. All right, so this next recipe is a very special recipe. Now, when I figured out that I was going to be doing a pie show a few weeks ago when I planned out the show, I knew I had to include this recipe for this show. So, this recipe is for my friend, Jeremy Stellhorn. Now, my friend Jeremy has childhood memories of his grandma making this pie for him, if I remember correctly. Now, this pie actually is a quite popular pie in the United States of America, and most people are going to love this recipe, but I know that my friend Jeremy is going to really adore and love this recipe. But shout out to my main man, Jeremy. I hope you will like this recipe and hope it brings back some positive memories for you and your grandmother. So here is my recipe for lemon meringue pie, Chef Alex's lemon meringue pie. So you're going to need a graham cracker pie crust, my personal favorite pie crust. You will need 1 cup of white sugar. You will need 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. You will need 3 tablespoons of cornstarch. You will need 1/4 teaspoon of salt. That's 1/4 teaspoon of salt. You will need 1.5 cups of water, 2 lemons juiced and zest, 2 tablespoons of butter, 4 egg yolks beaten, 4 egg whites, and 6 tablespoons of white sugar. All right, so I want you to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit to make the lemon filling. In a medium saucepan, whisk together 1 cup of sugar, flour, cornstarch, and salt. Stir in water, lemon juice, and lemon zest. Cook over medium-high heat, stirring frequently until mixture comes to a boil. Stir in butter. Place egg yolks in a small bowl and gradually whisk in 1/2 cup of hot sugar mixture. Whisk egg yolk mixture back into remaining sugar mixture. Bring to a boil and continue to cook while stirring constantly until thick. Remove from heat. Pour filling into baked pastry shell. Now, to make the meringue, in a large glass or metal bowl, whip egg whites until foamy. Add sugar gradually and continue to whip until stiff peaks form. Spread meringue over pie, sealing the edges at the crust. To make the meringue, in a large glass or metal bowl, whip egg whites until foamy. Add sugar gradually and continue to whip until stiff peaks form. Spread meringue over pie, sealing the edges at the crust. Bake in a preheated oven for 10 minutes or until meringue is golden brown. So, I know I'm going to get a question about, what do you mean, pour filling into a baked pastry shell? Well, I mean, you've got to bake that graham cracker crust for about 5-6 minutes in a 350-degree oven before you make the filling. So make sure you bake the graham cracker crust for 5 to 6 minutes at 350 before you actually make your filling for the lemon meringue pie. All right. Now, here is my personal favorite pie recipe that I found last year, and I made it for last year's Thanksgiving. And I really enjoyed it. And I'm definitely going to make it this year again. This is going to be a recipe that I'm making for this year's Thanksgiving as well. I can guarantee it. And I definitely recommend any of my listeners out there who love white chocolate and you love cream pies, you got to make this recipe. Because this white chocolate cream pie recipe is delicious. So, like I said, if you are a fan of white chocolate and cream pies, this recipe is for you. So, Chef Alex's white chocolate cream pie. Here are the ingredients for my white chocolate cream pie. You will need 5 1-ounce squares of white chocolate, or I use the white chocolate chip. I use the Ghirardelli brand, and that calls for 1/2 bag of white chocolate chips. You need 3 tablespoons of heavy cream, 1 package of cream cheese softened, and that's about 8 ounces. You need 2/3 of a cup of confectionery sugar. You need 1 cup of whipped cream, and you need 1 ounce square of white chocolate melted, or you could use 1/4 cup of white chocolate chips melted. Now, this is just for garnish. And you need an Oreo pie crust. So you're going to begin by microwaving your white chocolate and your 3 tablespoons of cream in a large microwave safe bowl on high, 1.5 to 2 minutes or until chocolate is almost melted, stirring halfway through heating time. Stir until white chocolate is melted and mixture is smooth. I want you to beat in your softened cream cheese and confectionery sugar. Beat the white chocolate mixture into your cream cheese and powdered sugar. Gently fold in the whipped cream until no streaks remain. Spoon into the crust. Melt remaining square or the white chocolate chip in the microwave. Drizzle melted white chocolate on top of pie and chill in refrigerator overnight. Now, if you love coconut and you love whipped cream, you're going to love this delicious pie recipe. Chef Alex's coconut cream pie is a great recipe. Now, the reason I had a funny accent for the mention of this pie is because I actually met somebody who loved coconut cream pie so much, and they were actually Spanish, and they had a funny way of saying it. I remember when I made coconut cream pie one year for Thanksgiving, she said she wanted a slice of coconut cream pie, but I couldn't understand 100% what she was saying. She was like, coconut cream pie? So it's pretty funny. But anyways, here is my recipe for coconut cream pie. You will need 1 cup of sweetened flaked coconut, 3 cups of half and half, 2 eggs beaten, 3/4 cup of white sugar, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 cup of frozen whipped topping, sod, and, of course, a graham cracker pie crust. Preheat your oven to 350. Spread the coconut on a baking sheet and bake it, stirring occasionally until golden brown, about 5 minutes. In a medium saucepan, combine the 1/2 and 1/2 eggs, sugar, flour, and salt, and mix well. Bring to a boil over low heat, stirring constantly. Remove the pan from the heat and stir in 3/4 cup of the toasted coconut and the vanilla extract. Reserve the remaining coconut to top the pie. Pour the filling into the pie shell and chill until firm, about 4 hours. Top with whipped topping and with the reserved coconut. And ladies and gentlemen, if you serve this coconut cream pie recipe at Thanksgiving, your Spanish guests are going to love this recipe. And you don't have to be Spanish to like a good coconut cream pie. All right? All right, so now my next recipe is a really good recipe if you love banana pudding. Now, this recipe is banana cream pie, Chef Alex's banana cream pie. 3/4 cup of white sugar, 1/3 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 cups of milk, 3 egg yolks beaten, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 4 bananas sliced, and a pie crust, a graham cracker pie crust. In a saucepan, combine the sugar, flour, and salt. Add milk in gradually while stirring gently. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly until the mixture is bubbly. Keep stirring and cook for about 2 more minutes, and then remove from the burner. Stir a small quantity of the hot mixture into the beaten egg yolks and immediately add your egg yolk mixture to the rest of the hot mixture. Cook for 2 more minutes. Remember to keep stirring. Remove the mixture from the stove and add butter and vanilla. Stir until the whole thing has a smooth consistency. Slice bananas into the cool baked pastry shell. Top with pudding mixture. Now bake at 350 for 12 to 15 minutes and chill for 1 hour. And my last and final recipe for tonight's show is a peanut butter pie. You know, I love peanut butter cheesecake, but sometimes I go for the ease and simpleness of making his peanut butter pie. So, Chef Alex's peanut butter pie, 1 9-inch graham cracker crust, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, 1 16-ounce container of frozen whipped topping, thawed, 15 miniature chocolate-covered Reese's peanut butter cups, unwrapped. Mix the cream cheese, powdered sugar, and peanut butter together until smooth. Fold in half of the whipped topping. Spoon the mixture into the graham cracker crust. Place the remaining whipped topping over the top of the peanut butter mixture and garnish with the peanut butter cups. Chill for at least 2 hours or overnight before serving. And I gotta guarantee you, that is a delicious peanut butter pie. All right, folks, those are all of my wonderful pie recipes for tonight's show. I hope that you guys are gonna try my delicious pie recipes. And remember, I am going to post all of these pie recipes on my baking group and my recipe group, Chef Alex's Recipe Vault, on Facebook tomorrow morning. So make sure you go check out Chef Alex's Recipe Vault on Facebook and click join so that you can get all of these delicious recipes. All right, that's Chef Alex's Recipe Vault, and they'll be posted on my page tomorrow morning. And I hope you guys use these recipes for Thanksgiving. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight here on Primetime Baking on the American Variety Network and the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show, and I hope you guys will use my pie recipes, because Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks away, and now you've got time to figure out what kind of pies you're going to make, and I hope you guys will use my pie recipe. I would really appreciate if you let me know your thoughts on my pie, and you can email me at AmericanVarietyNetwork@comcast.net with your thoughts on how the pies come out, or message me on Facebook. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Primetime Baking Series here on American Variety Network, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Next Wednesday, live at 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have another episode of Primetime Baking, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving desserts. So next Wednesday, I'll talk about some famous Thanksgiving desserts, and I'm going to give out my famous Thanksgiving dessert recipes, including my awesome pumpkin whoopie pie recipe, as well as my pumpkin cheesecake and all my other great recipes for Thanksgiving desserts. So join me next Wednesday for my Thanksgiving dessert show. It's going to be a fantastic show. So make sure you check out my recipe page on Facebook, Chef Alex's Recipe Vault. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I hope you guys use my pie recipe. Shout out to everyone who tuned in live to the show. I appreciate your listens. Shout out to everyone tuning into the show in the archive. I appreciate your listens. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for listening to this episode of Primetime Baking right here on American Variety Network. This is Alex Cardinale, and this show is now off the air. Good night, everybody. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night, and bake on, dessert and sweet tooth lovers. I'm going to go have some dessert now because I want some sugar. And I hope I gave you guys some sugar tonight. Good night, everyone.
Something a little different, right?
A little different, right?
Rain to win. Yo, let me tell you what I came to do, man. Check it.
I'm dying to last, so I'm ahead of this nightcap. Get these bitches whiplash every time I walk past. Wait, you see that? It's Ryan Saran, dopest rapper out without question. You heard it here first, no doubt. I'm different like a breath of fresh air every time I step in. All about the vision, focus never shifted. Protect yourself, cause I'm a head-on collision. Got these rubberneck motherfuckers just glaring, looking at me cocky, can't stop staring. I know they hate it, wish I was contagious. They could use more of the kids, shit, let's face it. My words carry weight and y'all can use a pound. Skinny ass dudes, I'm the muscle in town. And don't you act like you ain't know who the fuck I was. I kill everything I touch like OJ Glove. I'm dying to live, so I'ma live like this. Run non-stop like we working on a night shift. Lay it on the line every time, well alright then. I'm out for mine, losing's not an option. I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
Spent my whole life trying to leave Waukegan. Left for 7 years, now I'm back for a reason. I want a revolution, destroy these imposters. Whack-ass rappers, I laugh at their roster. So elementary, this shit is nothing new to me. It's all to my intelligence, they never hit puberty. Salute to the general, they look to me for guidance. You thirst for attention, homie, stop crying. I ain't buying you or that gold chain. You deserve an Oscar for all that ad acting. You rap for the shot, girl, that's fucking comical. She ain't giving record deals or putting out for you. Check my credentials, my shit is monumental. I'm out to get a statue, that shit you can't relate to. I empower the people, together we're a movement. Ryan Serene Army, best get used to it. I'm dying to live, so I'ma live like this. Run non-stop like we working on a night shift. Lay it on the line every time. Well, alright then, I'm out for mine. Lose is not an option. I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
Come one, come all. Exactly what you need. Everything you wanted. It's time you see what you've created. Who I've become. Stronger than I've ever been. I've just begun. Y'all can't stop me. Can't stop my regime. Can't stop my army. Can't stop our dream.
I came to save the king.
Y'all can't stop my reign. Never forget why I started or where I come from. Sacrifice it all, I'ma hold the game ransom. I wanna see change, not a fucking campaign. You ain't on the front lines, you don't know pain. I embrace the struggle, use that shit to my advantage. Quit my fucking job, I refuse to be stagnant. The dream don't exist if you never chase it. As each day passes, another dream wasted. See, I was in classrooms where everyone doubts you. They wanna change everything unique about you. Conform to social norms, downplay talent. Say you need a backup plan, you can't hack it. But they weren't around on that Christmas day when you and grandma ate Burger King. No gifts under the tree, shit, all we have are dreams. So who the fuck are they to tell us anything? I'm dying to live, so I'ma live like this. Run non-stop like we working on a night shift. Lay it on the line every time. Well, alright then, I'm out for mine. Lose is not an option. I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
I came to save the game.
Save the game, save the game.
That's all, folks.